you can see a reduction in the bank's short position in silver. And similarly, you can see that as well in the bank position for gold. Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics, and welcome on in as we are going to go through, well, a whole host of gold and silver data. And certainly we are going to touch on how there was actually some short covering in the past week, as reported on the latest COT report, that brings the bank short position in the gold side at least down a little bit from what was recently a record high. So we will dig into all of that and more, but let us first take a look at the gold and silver pricing. It's about 7 p.m. on Monday night here. Then we see the gold price at $2,535, which means that despite all of the sell-offs over the past couple of weeks now, we still have a gold price over $2,500. And in silver, where we saw a rally on Monday, this is already updated for the beginning of Tuesday's pricing. But as you can see here, following the sell-off on Friday, rallied back a bit, and the December futures are at 2070. So, with that said, let us dig in here. And first, a look at the latest COT report for the silver side. This was released on last Friday, which covered the report, the period leading up to the end of Tuesday trading, beginning on the Wednesday before that. And as you can see here, there was a reduction of 2,200 contracts. Of a reduction of the short position by 2,200 contracts, banks also adding 96 longs in this swap dealer category there. So interesting to see that short covering. And we've seen this before a couple of times in the past few months where covering some of these shorts, certainly at an elevated price. Does that mean the shorts are getting overrun? No, we are certainly not at that point yet, but at least raises the possibility. Are we to the point where the will not be possible to wait for the price to go lower to cover some of that short position? Certainly an indication headed towards that direction. Again, a little bit early, but you can see a reduction in the bank's short position in silver. And similarly, you can see that as well in the bank position for gold, where basically 9,400 shorts reduced, 2,200 longs added. So let's call that about 12,000 contracts, which you can see here on our barchart.com chart. And the green line down here is the bank short position, slightly different from the commercials, which includes the users, merchants, processors. And then you have the banks in their own separate category. And you can see this green line here had gotten to 253,000 contracts short. I have to leave my mouse there, but if you look slightly to the left, right here, that number will be the there was a week ago, week earlier, 253, almost 254,000 contracts short by the banks, now back down to 242. So some short covering there. And to put that in better perspective, again, here is the silver chart. So you see swap dealer net, and about a month ago, as the price was coming down, was not at a record, but really you can see, except for what we saw in 2016, that was the most short they have been. And I believe that goes back as far as the data is available. So now, slightly different picture in gold, where you see here, until the slight reduction in the bank short position in this past report, this one was a record. So again, where does that leave us? Traditionally, when we've seen the position get that short, there is usually a price decline. And you can pause this and take a look at some of the various points there on this chart. But there also is the possibility that shorts are forced to cover back higher. I don't think we've gotten there yet. Now, certainly the news about what's going on and TASS reporting that the potentially gold-backed, partially gold-backed unit currency is on the docket for discussion at the BRICS meeting next month. Depending on how such a thing goes and what's announced or conceivably implemented, could present a problem, but I don't know if we're on the verge of the short position being overrun, although certainly the price has been going up as the short position has been building, and good chance that it could come, the price could come down a bit. Or we could see a change in that pattern. So in either case, we'll keep an eye on that going forward. In terms of the overall commercial short position, that's in the blue bars here. So you can see that has come in a bit as the open interest has also come in a bit. And if we take a look over at gold, similar, although the commercial short position has not really come in quite that much and still on the historically large side. And in terms of what is going on in the funds, has been flat, pretty flat over the past 4 weeks. Again, the blue line here shows you how much silver is in the COMEX and the various ETFs. And you can see these bars down here. So for the last couple of weeks, it's been pretty slow, although overall net inflows, especially on the gold side, have continued, albeit at a slower pace. But ever since we had about 2 or 3 years of consecutive outflows, which you can see right here, or actually even going farther back. So that blue line shows that metal was coming out. And not entirely surprising to see it going back in. We've been talking about that quite a bit recently, especially ahead of the rate cuts. That is that what finally draws the Western investors into the market. And some signs that that is beginning to happen even ahead of the rate cuts, which we will look at the latest probabilities before we wrap up here. But for now, we'll keep going with some of our gold and silver charts. Here is silver coin sales from the US Mint. And you can see often the beginning of the year, you have a big number and then they level off. And that has been the case so far this year as well. Somewhat similar pattern here in the gold side. And you can see that on gold from the US Mint, at least, generally below some of the levels we've seen in the recent years, and a little bit more mixed on the silver side. But again, there is the US Mint figures. We also do have Perth Mint gold and silver figures. And there you can see 2022 obviously was quite an active year. And as well as 2021, much lower than that in gold coming out of Australia. And a similar pattern here in silver. So you can see that 2022 year, big active year in Australia as well, and has leveled off so far. So that is the sales at the Perth Mint. And yeah, here are a few more charts just in terms of some silver data. I showed this one last week, but I think it's worth showing again because here you see China silver imports and a big spike recently. These are the 4 month changes. So, along with a lot of the other data that we've seen and heard and talked about, certainly matches anecdotally a lot of the things that we are hearing out of China. Here we can take a look at the inventories in Shanghai, which have been coming down from 2021. There was a spike of metal back in over the past 2 months. Slowly coming down a little bit, although we had gotten, I don't want to say close to running out, but certainly when you see where we were back in 2021 and then the levels that we're at today, certainly I think you hear a lot of people talking about the decline in the Shanghai inventories. This includes the Shanghai Gold Exchange and the Shanghai Futures Exchange. So adding the two main inventories in China. And a quick look at silver in the registered on the COMEX, where again, we did have that dip getting below 30 million ounces last year and have seen now almost a good 50 million ounces added since then. So, now in terms of a few other notes, obviously in the past week, I've been talking quite a bit about those stunning comments from Chris Ritchie of Silvercrest, where he said that the true costs, which include additional items, be it that beyond what is just included in the cash costs or the all-in sustaining costs, they calculated that and their total true costs came to $25 pre-tax. And to put that in perspective, I did come across this from the Visual Capitalist that does a lot of great silver charts that pop up from time to time. It's interesting. Here you see for North America, all-in sustaining costs, their average is 1944. Now, if we go to Silvercrest, which again is known as one of the lower cost silver producers, you hear that you see that their all-in sustaining cost So after the things that have happened in the first half of this year, for a reduction to 2024 guidance of 1490 to 1575. So Silvercrest, one of the lower cost producers, is issuing all-in sustaining cost guidance around $15, and they said their true cost when all factors were included was already over 25. So if the average is 1944 and they're facing anywhere near a similar cost structure as Silvercrest, Silvercrest added $10 on when they got their true cost. So that's obviously a rough metric that we're comparing here, but hopefully that puts it in context. Here you see in Central and South America, they're reporting pretty close, slightly below the Silvercrest range, but again, if they had a similar cost structure, not getting cheap to mine silver, and I don't think that is going to change. So somewhat of a floor, not that it cannot go below that in the short term, but either case, I just continue to believe the Silvercrest news there was quite stunning in what they were pointing out. So a few last notes before we come towards our end, although I have something special before we wrap up. Again, here we see the gold ETF flows for August. Western demand persists, and that has been the case for a couple of months. Global gold ETF saw inflows 4 months in a row, all regions recording positive inflows, with Western funds leading the way. And again, in case you missed it, there was a report from the TASS news agency that indeed the unit, which we've talked about plenty and tried to put in proper context, not saying it is a done deal, but certainly continuing reports that it is not just an idea on the internet, but something being discussed within Russia, and TASS confirming that at the upcoming meeting on Kazan, Russia, in October 22nd and 24th, that the unit is on the docket. Again, this is announced, that came out late Friday. So a day after Russia increased their allocation they plan to spend in the next month for gold and foreign currencies. And then also we found out on Friday, Russian gold holdings now at a record of 188.8 billion. And we can see that here on Trading Economics. Gold reserves in Russia increased to 2,035 tons, and reaching an all-time high of those 2,035 tons in the second quarter of 2024. So if you want to take a little bit of a longer look, you can see what has been happening here. Not perhaps a substantially large increase. Also, is Russia reporting everything that they hold fully? Certainly a fair question. And I know there's a lot of skepticism that that is the case. And anyway, interesting to see those announcements shortly before the meeting. And let's see, we have three last notes here. Quick one, in terms of our Fed probabilities for now, next week's meeting of the Fed, we see 30% chance of 50 basis points, which personally I feel is a little bit a touch high, yet either case, 30% for 50, 70% for 25 basis points. And lastly, I did want to thank First Majestic Silver, who brought us today's show. And as you know, last week they did their deal to acquire Gatto Silver. And fortunately, I was able to find one interview where Keith is talking about the deal and gives his thoughts, which certainly I think was helpful, explains their reasoning a bit. Hopefully, we'll be able to catch up with Keith soon and get his thoughts directly. But either case, I'm putting this one as well in the description field below. So fortunately, it is not on YouTube, so I can't link to it at the end here. But anyway, that one is in the description field below. So that way you can hear exactly what Keith said about the deal that will be bringing free cash flow and hopefully will be a nice step in turning around what has been a tough stretch over the past couple of years. But either case, certainly recommend watching this one. And with that said, gonna wrap up for now, but hope you're having a great day out there, and we will see you again tomorrow.